And now it's time for what we can't get out of our heads. Dan, what was it for you this week?
It was the sad news about Neil Danaher, who died after a long battle with motor neurone disease. I was a very young boy when I started following the Melbourne Football Club, and Neil Danaher was the coach at the time, and he was obviously a football icon who became an Australian of the Year for his advocacy on fighting for a cure for motor neurone disease. And I think what his story and also the tragic news about the NRL player Jai Arrow, who's been diagnosed as well, is just how insidious that particular disease is just to watch people that are diagnosed with degenerative disease, just watch them almost become trapped in their body. And as a young father, hearing Jai Arrow talk about wanting to fight for his daughter was genuinely heartbreaking. So valet Neil Danaher and all strength to Jai Arrow and his family.
Well, before I completely change the mood, I just agree completely with everything that Dan just said about Neil Danaher. The sort of outpouring of respect and love for him as a person, his football prowess and coaching prowess completely to one side. He just seemed like an absolutely lovely and incredible person. And that was incredible. That was really moving to see.
And Mike, what was it for you this week?
So just to completely change the mood, I'm sorry to do a sort of screeching 180 turn. But the thing that caught my eye this week was the fact that Armando Iannucci has been named as the writer of the next Paddington movie. I really like Armando Iannucci's work. I love some of the things he's done in the thick of it, and Veep particularly. I'm also a big fan of Paddington, love Marmalade, all those things. But I just enough of these remakes endlessly of beloved children's characters. So yes to Armando Iannucci, yes to Paddington, no to another movie, please.
I have to say, I did wonder if he would get his like trademark witty, vulgar insult into the next Paddington movie. Who can forget the useless as a marzipan dildo from The Thick of It,
which seems unlikely.
Stayed with me, but whatever the PG version of that is, perhaps. I wanted to give a plug this week to a story that absolutely lit up The Guardian and which I've been thinking about, which was our weekly supermarket taste test, which this week looked at tin tomatoes. It absolutely went off, and the reason is because it shattered some of the sort of long-held beliefs about tin tomatoes, which is that Italian brands are superior to Australian brands and that the more you pay, the better the quality. It particularly took aim at Mutti, which is a beloved Italian brand. I think their tin tomatoes are like $4-ish a can. I really like Mutti tomatoes, I've got to say, but the taste test found really no discernible difference between Australian and Italian brands. And it was the most read story on The Guardian all day on Wednesday. I looked at it on Wednesday night while watching the State of Origin, and it was only second to the State of Origin live blog during that thrilling second half. It was still the number two most read story. I don't know if you guys had similarly emotional kind of responses to that.
I didn't respond emotionally to the tomato story, no. I wasn't aware even that some of those brands are Italian and some are Australian. To be honest, I tend to buy, I don't know, whatever ones there.
Whatever's on special.
Yeah, and the fact that the taste has revealed that they're basically all the, well, not that they're all the same, but there's no massive difference in quality between one or the other. It's fully endorsed my choices, I think.
Dan, do you have a tomato take?
I don't. I'll confess I didn't read the story, but my main takeaway from that was if we can find some crossover between State of Origin and tin tomato, we might have a story that rates its socks off. So maybe that's a challenge for next week.
Throw tomatoes at Kalen Ponga? I don't know. Anyway, thank you for joining us on the pod this week, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
And thank you, Dan.
Thanks for having me, guys.